Chapter 1. The Importance of Cities. What will be remembered about the 21st century is the great and final shift of human populations out of rural agricultural life and into cities. We will end this century as a wholly urban species. Doug Saunders. A View from the City. It's 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning. A PhD student at one of the top research universities in the world swipes her subway card and hops on a red-line subway train headed for Center City, Boston. As she does, she leaves the fifth-highest-ranked school in America, home to 77 past and present Nobel Prize laureates. Had she gone two stops in the opposite direction, she would have found herself at Harvard. But she's headed for Center City to worship with her church. Crossing the Charles River, she gets off at the next stop to connect with a friend who is just finishing a 24-hour shift. He's an endocrinology resident at Massachusetts General Hospital, one of the oldest, most respected hospitals in America. A professing skeptic, he's a bit uncomfortable with organized religion, but the apparent normality of two Christian co-workers has made him more open to conversations about faith. Together, they ride one more stop to Park Street Station, walk through the oldest public park in America, Boston Common, skim the edge of the historic theater district, and take an elevator to the sixth floor of a hotel, where they're just in time for corporate worship at a church planted only 10 years ago. Surgeons, lawyers, psychiatrists, athletes, musicians, teachers, investors, venture capitalists, professors, bakers, engineers, nurses, entrepreneurs, techies, and students en route to an even wider variety of vocations. All are gathered from around the city to hear and interact with the gospel. They come from a wide variety of ethnic, religious, and socioeconomic backgrounds. Many are new Christians. Nearly one out of every five is a confessing skeptic investigating the claims of the Christian faith. At the close of the service, they will disperse throughout the city. Some will walk a few blocks for a meal in Chinatown. Others will rush to Fenway Park to see the first pitch of an early afternoon Red Sox game. The city pulses with the energy of theater and live music, bustling shopping districts and booming financial centers, along with innovation and creativity that continually lead to breakthroughs in medicine, technology, and the arts. Additional landmarks, hospitals, universities, and companies could be referenced, but perhaps more remarkable than these highlights themselves is the fact that they are all packed snugly into a 2-mile radius that approximately 225,000 people call home. Even more, this radius is simply a part of a larger city. It acts as the hub of the greater Boston area, home to 4.6 million people. What is it that gives this small patch of land such prominence? What led to such concentration of power and influence? Why the centralization of innovation and creativity? To answer these questions is to get at what it is that makes cities so vitally important on a variety of levels. And so, in this chapter, we hope to explore these and other questions about just what it is that makes cities important. What is their place in our world today? What role have cities played in our history? Will cities significantly shape our future? What opportunities and challenges do gospel churches face in cities? Difficult questions, yes, but necessary and exciting nonetheless. Remarkably, what we have described in Boston is not a unique phenomenon. We see people crowding together in cities more often than not. This happens throughout the world, and often on a much larger scale. It would seem that humans have a propensity for crowding together in densely populated, energy-filled cities, even when wide-open, livable places are available and accessible. And when we crowd together, big things happen. On a planet with vast amounts of space, we choose cities. As we proceed in this chapter, we'll consider the history of cities, projections about our cities, and just what it is that makes a city. The past life of cities. In some sense, humans have always crowded together in cities. From the early chapters of Genesis, people are seen to be city builders. Within a generation of leaving the Garden of Eden, humankind was building cities. This shows that city building has always been a part of our nature. Genesis chapter 4, verse 17. And when we look to broader world history, we find that cities have long been with us. They have always held an important place in human culture. Though the particulars of the origins of the city are somewhat hazy,